Welcome to the Thought Leader Podcast. Having laid the foundation for the importance of team in a previous podcast, the focus of this podcast is forming selection criteria used to identify ideal candidates for the team. The use of a thoughtful framework for the development of the selection criteria will ensure that the team has proper participants to accomplish its intended purpose. Join us in this episode as Todd Jones talks about selection criteria and teams.
Hello, this is Todd Jones with the Michigan District Thought Leaders Podcast. Today, I'm going to continue our conversation about teams. One of the most challenging tasks in putting together a successful team is recruiting the right people. The right team mix will create energy and multiply capacity. In contrast, the wrong team mix will make work harder, team meetings a chore, and impede future team development. So today I want to have you think about the right person for the team. In the next podcast, I'll talk about the actual recruitment process, ways of getting people involved in the team. But in this podcast, I want you to think a bit theoretical rather than getting right to the task of recruitment. Today, we will consider what makes a person a good team player. What are the factors that we need to think about as we are assembling a team and identifying a good team fit? Thinking about a good team player is a step which is often missed in the process of recruitment. Generally, people think about recruiting members to their team based on the requirements of the job and the available pool of candidates. This is a good strategy for individual work or for filling an individual position, a specific job or responsibility. It's not the best strategy for developing a healthy team. As established in the previous podcast, ministry is teamwork. The more successful we are at organizing healthy teams, the greater health our ministries will experience. Teams with healthy team members promote healthy team relationships, healthy communication, healthy accountability. While the degree of necessity of the individual components will vary across the three types of teams, all members should possess aspects of each of the components that I'm going to talk about today. You see, before we can think about the task to be accomplished by the team, we have to consider the healthy team environment. The healthy team environment includes communication, relationship development, and accountability. So the focus on the right team player is the focus on assessing the individual's capacity to function within the team environment. I have found the four dimensions of the inspirational leadership to be a useful framework for the assessment task. The inspirational leadership framework is composed of four dimensions which research has found make for a good collaborative leader and therefore a strong collaborative team member. The framework's four dimensions appear to contrast to Lencioni's three virtues of an ideal team player, which he outlines in his book, The Ideal Team Player. However, there is significant agreement and alignment, and I'll talk about that in a bit. Inspirational leadership theory describes team function and leadership as the interaction of four dimensions, four capacities within the individual. The first dimension is that of developing inner resources. Inner resources are qualities such as stress tolerance, self-awareness, flexibility, independence, emotional expression, self-regard, self-actualization, and optimism. Inner resources describe the emotional stability of the individual. Leadership research has found that the leader's emotional intelligence, emotional maturity, is a significant indicator or even predictor of an effective leader. Coincidentally, research in team process finds that emotional intelligence is a predictor of a healthy team interaction and development. So as you think about the ideal team member, think about the ideal team member from the perspective of his or her development of inner resources, their emotional intelligence. It's not that every team needs to be filled only with emotionally mature people. That's a little bit of a nebulous term anyway, but you definitely don't want to have a team that is filled with emotionally immature people either. If you have the opportunity, you would want to have the majority of the people trend toward the upper measurement of that emotional intelligence dimension to balance out the few that you have who are not at that same level of emotional intelligence or maturity. A great way for the emotionally immature to grow up is to be around the emotionally mature people, those with a higher emotional intelligence. The second dimension for inspirational leadership theory is what I call the servant heart. Now, just to be clear, the actual theory itself calls this dimension setting the tone. It's the answer to the question, how well does this individual contribute to an overall positive team environment? Points for assessing this dimension in inspirational leadership theory include the individual's worldview, their disposition, their follow-through, unselfishness, openness, shared ambition, responsibility, recognition, and balance. In other words, how good of a team player is this individual? How intentional is this individual in promoting healthy team activity, promoting a servant heart that lifts up, builds up others? You want a team that builds itself up even as it is accomplishing its task. We have to avoid the temptation to simply ask, can this person get things done? And instead, we need to ask, will this person contribute to a healthy team environment? Will they be open to collaboration? The third dimension of inspirational leadership theory is connecting with others. Assessment within this component includes how passionate are they to work for and with other people? Do they pay attention to other people's comments and ideas? Are they aware of other people's feelings? Do they express their feelings? Do they convey ideas and emotions clearly? Are they humble, maintaining a balanced ego? Do they demonstrate empathy, understanding, and appreciation of other people's needs and feelings? Do they advocate for their point of view while at the same time being open and honest? And are they direct? Do they seek mutual interest in activities of the team? It's about us working together. An individual who is emotionally healthy and who demonstrates that humility to set a good positive tone for the team and build strong, healthy relationships by being connected to others will be an effective team member, no matter which of the three team models we're talking about. The final dimension in the inspirational leadership theory is actually leading the team. In a collaborative process, leadership is shared. Now, understand what I mean by that. It's not that we arrive at all decisions through consensus. Consensus and collaboration are not the same thing. But in collaboration, it often happens that leadership gets passed from one person to the next. Not as an intentional, let's all have our 5 minutes of glory being the leader of the group method, but it's passed from person to person as the team goes through its task process. There are always going to be subject matter experts and strengths within the team membership that require leadership to easily flow from one person to the next. So gone are the days when the leader sat at the head of the table and mandated to the team what's going to happen, and the team would nod their head and say, "Thank you for directing us as our leader." Now, that still happens to a large extent with task teams. It doesn't happen often with governance teams, and it pretty much never happens, it shouldn't happen, in a healthy ministry team environment. So it's important to think about how well does this individual lead the team within their framework. Their own capacity leading the team includes important critical things such as how well can this person articulate a compelling vision? How effective is this person in empowering other people and encouraging freedom to stretch? How successful are they at focusing teams back on the outcome and goals? Does this individual provide beneficial direction, specific guidance? Are they good at creating trust and collaboration? Do they foster harmony and alignment within the group? Do they demonstrate a servant attitude and action in forming the team? Do they promote and encourage the development of members within the team? The better each individual is at leading a healthy team, the more successful collaboration will be within that team, and the more healthy the overall team function will be within the ministry. So the four dimensions of developing inner resources, setting the tone or the humility of the individual, connected with others, and leading the team are useful frameworks for identifying potential candidates within the team. Now, before I get into some practical suggestions for identifying team members, I want to circle back to Patrick Lencioni, and his Ideal Team Player framework. Lencioni has done a great deal of research in the area of leadership and teams. In the business world, his research is considered one of the foundational works in modern team theory. I found his book on Ideal Team Player to be very helpful in ministry. You might find it easier to use, more approachable, than the inspirational leadership theory that I'm presenting in this podcast. So I want to introduce you to Lencioni's three virtues of the ideal team player and share a little bit of why I advocate for the inspirational leadership framework. You can make your own decision about which framework you'll find most helpful. In the book, The Ideal Team Player, Lencioni describes the ideal team player using three dimensions, which he calls virtues. He visualizes the three virtues as spheres in a Venn diagram. The nexus of the three spheres form the ideal team player. The first sphere is that of humility. Now, Lencioni says this is the first and most important virtue of the ideal team player. The humble team player is concerned about the success of others. He says that people who lack humility in a significant way demand a disproportionate amount of attention and are a danger to the team. The second virtue from his ideal team player framework is labeled hungry. The ideal team player is hungry with a desire to work hard and do whatever is necessary to help the team succeed. Hungry employees almost never have to be pushed to get a task done. The final virtue in his framework is smart. Lencioni clarifies he's not talking about intelligence. He's talking about being wise in how to deal with people. People smarts. Smart people understand the nuance of team dynamics and know how their words and actions impact others. As I've said, I value Lencioni's work and have used his ideal team player framework often in recruiting team players. However, I've grown to appreciate the robust nature of the inspirational leadership framework. In that framework, it combines not only the attitudinal, the virtue components, but also skills and knowledge assets, which are not part of Lencioni's ideal team player. More importantly, the inspirational leadership theory adds the dimension of leadership. I have come to believe that even in task teams, the way people lead is a critical factor on how effective the team will be. While many teams have a leader, and some teams have leadership that's shared informally, in truth, everyone leads someone. It may just be themselves. Leadership is not just about influencing others, as John Maxwell says, it's also about influencing ourselves. It is leading ourselves to be better as team members, more accountable as a team leader and member, and more compassionate as a member of the community. These are qualities that are embodied in the humble, smart dynamic of Lencioni's framework, but are more fully fleshed out, as I think they should be, in the inspirational leadership theory. Now, don't get too hung up on which framework you're going to use, which theory you're going to follow, but do have a framework. It's important to think about, what are the characteristics of the ideal team member for my team? You might ask the question from Lencioni's framework, are they humble? Are they hungry? Are they smart? You might ask the more detailed questions from the inspirational leadership theory. You might ask, how successful has this person been in developing their own inner resources? To answer that question, you might look at their stress tolerance, their emotional self-awareness, their ability to be flexible, how well they express their emotions, and their positive self-regard and optimism. You might ask the question, how well do they contribute to positive tone within the team environment? Do they follow through with their commitments? Do they have a diverse worldview? Do they demonstrate an unselfish attitude toward others? Do they take responsibility for actions and for mistakes? Do they respect the boundaries of others? You might ask about their effectiveness in connecting with others, asking questions such as, how passionate is this individual about work? How successful are they at energizing others for work? Does this individual pay attention to comments, ideas, and feelings shared by other people in the team? Does this person convey ideas and emotions clearly and compellingly? Do they have a balanced ego, demonstrating humility? Do they advocate their point of view in an open and honest way? You might also evaluate the individual on how well they have led teams in the past. Does this individual cast a compelling vision? Have they allowed others freedom to stretch and to grow? Has this individual been effective in orientating teams toward a goal or an outcome? Does the individual trust collaboration? Does this individual look for collaboration to yield better results? How effective is this individual in creating harmony and resolving conflicts? Does this individual invest on behalf of others and find joy in the success of others? As you can see, thinking about the ideal team member can be challenging and time-consuming. However, it is investing in a solid foundation that will yield less work as the team does its work. Too often what happens is that we put together a team quickly and then spend a great deal of time throughout the team process of addressing mistakes which occur primarily because we recruited the wrong people for the task. Even more tragically, the bad team experience sours the participants on being a part of future teams, making recruitment for future projects even more difficult. And as our pool of good candidates for team participation shrink because of these bad experiences through poor team member selection, our teams become more and more fragile and ineffective, and our workload simply increases. It's a downward death spiral, in a sense. If the idea of identifying the ideal team member within this type of framework is new to you, I would suggest that you begin in a very controlled way. I would suggest that you start with a ministry team, not a task team or a governance team. I would suggest not starting with a governance team because governance teams are often identified by a process laid out in your bylaws and you have little chance to influence who gets nominated. I would also suggest that you don't start with task teams because task teams, by their very nature, tend to be short-term, task-focused, and so recruit people based on their ability to help you complete the task. Now, it is important to note that the more the task involves things like developing a plan and formulating a strategy, the more you're going to want to consider them like ministry teams, and the more they would benefit from thoughtful recruiting process. Nonetheless, ministry teams will benefit tremendously from thinking about the ideal team member using that framework to evaluate and assess potential candidates. Ministry teams can last years, and if they are healthy, they will create a culture of health within themselves, and they will create people who are passionate about the ministry that's the focus of the team, and they will develop health and a passion for the ministry that is their focus as a team. Now, one of the reasons I have begun with the process of a framework for identifying the ideal team player is that you can use this framework to build up, to develop a culture of ideal team players within your congregation, within your ministry. You can use this framework, or you can use Lansoni's Three Virtues of the Ideal Team Player framework to promote, to grow healthy future team members. Imagine it, for most of us, it's kind of like we're just going out into an open field and looking to see if we can find something to eat. And if we find something to eat, great. If not, we curse and we go hungry and wonder, why don't I have more to eat? Or I'm advocating that we approach this as a farmer. Let's go out to the field. Let's begin to till the soil, sow the seed, cultivate the seed, and harvest healthy teams. These frameworks provide a system, a focus for promoting healthy teamworks within our ministries. We can use the frameworks I've described here to encourage a healthy team process within our ministry. As you read and learn more about Lencioni's Three Virtues of the Ideal Team Player, it's easy to see how easily they fit within the Christian framework of virtue. While the four dimensions of inspirational leadership theory do not fit as well because they're focused on skills and activities and less on virtues, they still provide a useful framework to instill Christian values into the leadership of our teams. Of course, Patrick Lencioni and his organization have resources that you could use for retreats or continuing education experiences within your congregation, and advocates of the inspirational leadership theory have resources and learning experiences you could use to develop a culture of healthy team function within your church. I hope this podcast has challenged you to think beyond the knee-jerk recruitment process, to think about people development, ministry development by developing healthy teams. If you've not done so, I encourage you to read Patrick Lencioni's Ideal Team Player. If you do a quick Google search, you can find assessment tools that can be used to interview people based on his framework. If you have questions about Lencioni's framework or the inspirational leadership theory, or you'd like to see a chart that embodies the four dimensions of inspirational leadership theory to give you a better visualization of what I've talked about in this podcast, email me at todd.jones@michigandistrict.org. I'd be glad to send you that information. I'm Todd Jones with the Michigan District Thought Leaders Podcast. Have a great day in the Lord.